I spoke to this. It's inspired by a friend. Somebody took a course recently, and he's working on loving his neighbors, loving his friend, loving his family. And I said, how do you know where you're going to succeed? How are you going to do, how do you know what your love is? And it was interesting conversation, and so I decided to take a look at, like, how do we know we can succeed, what it is, and a little bit more of a definition. So it is. So you see that love is not just a side element of Yiddishkeit. It's a very core element. It's in the Shema. We say it every day, at least twice. And it's part of Ha'afta Lecha Kamocha, which is a major theme. And it's even part of one of the six constant mitzvahs that we also have to have. So it's not something that a side element in Yiddishkeit. It's something that's very, very powerful. And it's something that really gained clarity with this. So we say, like, if we look at our past week, past month, past day, whatever it is, were we successful in doing this mitzvah? How successful are we on a scale of 1 to 10? What scale are we giving with each other? You're just going to have to tell me the number, but I know my number wouldn't be so high. I wouldn't even know how to guess what it was. But this project did help me figure out, like, what are the criteria of achieving it? What would be guidelines for it? So what is Ahava? People think cuddling, a cat's cute. So first of all, we should think about that love is not Ahava. Ahava is like a secret, powerful element. Hashem doesn't make the world in something that is precarious and just haphazard. Ahava has a very key, core element that we have to love Hashem and serve Hashem. Those words itself, it would say that the Yira and Ahava, this is one time I'm going to mention Yira in this talk. Yira and Ahava are very combined. You take the Yira and you put the one on top of the other, one according to the other, and you can see both ways. It's a little bit easier to see. It's not an eye test. No eye doctors here, it's dentists, sorry. Okay. Yira and Ahava. The other element is
Rabbi Glazer said. Is it a resemblance? Is that what you were saying?
Like, you say Yira and Ahava, you can read it both ways, up and down, sideways. Oh. There's something a little bit unique about it, but more powerful is that Ahava is give. Aleph stands for an element of Hashem, power, giving, learning. Learning is giving. Giving, learning, some connection with learning is going to come up again. Just in the name itself, this is brought down. So how do you achieve learning? How do you achieve Ahava? Everybody here has seen Reb Dessa's Miktav Eliyahu, and says that it's not very often people think, so secular people think, that if somebody loves you, they give to you. The children saying to me, if your parents love me, you must be giving to me. If a spouse loves me, you must be giving to me. You know, that's not I love when somebody gives to me. That's the general idea. But Miktav Eliyahu goes specifically, in order to love, you need to give. A mother loves his child because he's constantly giving. The level of giving, the understanding is to give. Bring about love for the same reason that a person loves the creator itself. It's part of themselves. When people give, they give, like when you create something, you feel something, it's part of you. It's something that you love, that you see yourself in it. That's part of giving in a way. But it's not just giving, because when we give, like a mother loves a child, but it's not so simply just giving. If I give you, if somebody gives you, somebody gives apples, a barrel of apples, another barrel of apples, and the barrel starts spoiling, you're just giving. It's not just a giving, it needs to be another element. It's this idea of just like we pay taxes, we pay tuition, we don't love the government paying taxes, and we don't love schools because we keep giving them money. Right? It's a different element of love. So Reb Dessler comes into the key ingredient. And he brings it from a Masechta Derech Eretz Zuta. Do you know where this Masechta is? I've looked other places, and Baruch Hashem, this shul is one of the few places that have it. And I see it in the general text. I haven't found it.
Is that in the
other
place?
Is it in the end of Bozor? Maybe it is, but I've seen lists of Gemaras, Masechtas, and I just haven't found it. Maybe it's looking at the end of Bozor. I'm sure it's someplace, I just haven't found it. So the key element is nothing so earth-shattering, it's just a little bit more shocking that it comes from Reb Dessler brings it from the sector Derek Eretz Zuta, right? And he brings it from the second Perek, and the Hebrew goes, Im chavis atah that beik bi'avas kavero, havi nose b'nose b'tovaso. If you want to love your friend, you have to show that, you have to understand what he needs, what he wants, and love it, and make it your priority. Make his concern your priority. So there's a different elements there. That it's not a matter of just giving, it's a matter of understanding the other person, and taking care of that other person's needs in a way that he's willing to accept it, he or she's willing to accept it. And this is the core of many Kasson Shirim is going to really, parenting Shirim is this is a very core from it. But basically today we're going to just look at this the core of Ava. The Ava is endearment, bringing together the Aleph and the Hava and the giving, as part with Reb Dessler is bringing out here. Right?
Sorry, if you're concerned with your friend's welfare, right, and you give to the friend to help them out, you're going to love him or he's going to love you?
You're going to love him.
Okay.
The love is from the giver. The giving part. That's why the mother loves the child.
But if her mother is concerned with the welfare of the children, the mother will love the children.
Right, okay. Exactly. But Dessler brings the example that, example in his lifetime, where a couple had a child, and during the war, the mother had they escaped in different paths. The father got this child, and the mother was the other way. And 7 years later, I think it was, that the child comes back, and the child loves his mother, but it's nothing like the father, because the father had been giving from day and day and day, and even it's more natural with the mother and child, because the father has been giving all that time, the mother couldn't really catch up. That opportunity of giving couldn't be made up, the way that Dessler puts it. It's a good point. The love is stemming from giving. If you want to love, you need to give. It's an active part of it. We'll get to that part. So Dessler brings in two prime examples of finding, like, lapta recha kamocha, or a little bit more this way. So he brings that there's two donkeys. This is Baba Matzia. You guys know the examples already. There's a donkey. There's two donkeys. One donkey has a heavy load, and it's overburdened with it, and needs to be fixed so it works right. The other is the load fell off. That so we know that we have to take care of the animals, take care of the burdened animal first, because besides helping your friend, you're also helping the animal. Right? So the example he brings out: what if it's your the animal that has the animal that this is. So naturally we take, this is the example where the donkey is full, right? We need to unload it properly. And this, the donkey is normally not hanging up in the air, but I thought it was kind of funny. So here, the donkey can wait. So what if, even though this is your friend and this is your enemy, right? Which do you do first? You don't want to really help your enemy, you'd rather help your friend, but here the animal would benefit. So Reb Dessler brings it, in this case, actually the Gemara brings it, is that in this case where it's your friend that has the animal that's suffering, and it's your enemy that has the animal that's not suffering, you help your enemy first. Why? Because it's more of an effort, the love that you have, this is bringing this out a sense of love, it's not just halakha, but this is a love thing that you're showing more, that you're overcoming the bad relationship, and that comes and takes priority. Right, so we load the donkey of the enemy, and take that. So now we're going to move a little bit to a different dimension of love, because we see that love is just giving, but there's a little bit more to it. The Yathrecha Mocha, Rabbi Akiva says this is a major principle. I don't know how many times he said we have to ask the Rav how many times he says this is a major principle. It's not so easy, that should be taken lightly. So even though your life is it takes priority over your friend's life, nevertheless, mitzvah Torah she'ahov ha'chavero b'chol inin kasher yehav et nafsho b'chol tov atov. Everything you should consider him, everything that you should love your friend and everything in his welfare. It's not just occasionally, so it's bringing that as a major point in life, and we have to consider it. And this is another aspect that we see that a little bit more of octus. That at Har Sinai we said that the Yalkut Shmoni brings down that Har Sinai Israel camp v'yachan sham. All right, so v'yachan is singular. Like how do all Klal Yisrael have a singular? Why say all Klal Yisrael? They sat opposed Har Sinai. Why was it singular? So it brings down a specific point. That at that point, Rashi says, "Ish echad b'lev echad," that Am Yisrael is like one person. We are totally together, like one person with one heart. We are totally motivated. So most people think, like, oh wow, that was a cool thing, you know, we really liked it. But there's a, I think it was a morale that brings down, that it wasn't an accident. It wasn't just mentioning that, oh, we happened to have, we really excited, so we got together all at one point. that was a key ingredient, that in order to receive the Torah, that in order to receive Torah, understand Torah, you need Achdus, you need that Ahava. The Ahava helps learn Torah, not just help. That Ahava, Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas Yisrael, Ahavas Yisrael, is a key ingredient in learning better, and understanding your learning, and understanding better, and understanding Hashem. So the Gemara, the next Gemara brings out another example that makes it a little bit closer. It wasn't that the Hashem, Moshe commanded, where is it? In Hebrew? Where makes it? Don't read a Moshe in heaven, it's rather Marasa, it meaning betrothed. Right? And to keep it forever. So what's it say? Totzi velano Moshe, Marasha, Kihilas Yaakov, Altikva Marasha, Ela Marasa. That is a sort of betrothal, and a wedding is it's a lifetime commitment that happens. That this love at wedding time, this avos ge'ishakad levakad, we say at weddings, this is what's happening. It's a matrimony that everything comes together, the unity that helps. It's not helps, it's a key ingredient in making a Torah learning accepted. We could accept it. If we didn't have ge'ishakad levakad, it's easy to say this, it wasn't right for Torah to be given. But only in this agreement that we had this Avos Yisrael, Avos Hashem at the time, that Matan Torah worked. So here's another key ingredient. Now we're moving with the Avos Hashem. What's the Avos Hashem part? So it's very easily said that Hashem is hidden in this world. If something's hidden, like, what does it mean? Hashem's not impossible to understand. Hashem's hidden. So it's a very common concept, like when somebody is behind a tree, right? From your angle, when you're playing hide and seek, from your angle, he's hidden. But if you go look at from the other angle, it's totally apparent. It's only right there. It's only hidden from your side. So when something is hidden, there's an aspect that the aspect wants to be found. And Hashem made the world that he really wants to be found. He really but it wants us to look and seek it out. So it can say, in a sense, if that's what he wants, that's what he wants. Right? So we already learned, you, in order to give, in order to love, you give what the other wants, needs, perhaps. So this is this is a key element that we understand, like how to love Hashem. If we understand this is what he wants, then this is the Rambam brings down a two-step process, two-part process, not two steps, not one after the other, the two channels of achieving this. One channel is achieving this, according to the Rambam, is the first thing is to contemplate Teva, look into nature, and this is nothing new to people in the shul that we heard of the Chavos Levavos and the Masor. Sorry, this is the Rambam's words, and we take according to Rabbi Berkowitz, he brings it down this way. That we look into nature, we see everything that's there, we look into the godliness and the brilliancy, the harmony, we look into the little details, we look into the monstrous stars and how Hashem has every minute detail and every element in a body and everything around us that's customized for us as individuals, customized for us as Am Yisrael, is customized for each aspect of what is and what will be, and it's for our best. When it rains, and it rains on all of us, it's for each of us, and it did in our specific, the perfect thing we can be getting in that time. When we make a bracha, it's acknowledging the fact that this is the element that Hashem wants to be found. You know what I mean? The idea of making the bracha, we're stating that we see Hashem in this. That's the bracha, that's the ava that brings. The second element that the Rambam brings, the second tunnel, is very interesting. I found it very fascinating. It's about Tolan, Talmud Chacham. You need to be a certain, in order to have this level of Ava, you need to have a Talmud Chacham, a certain level of appreciation of this Chachma that we have from learning, that it's a special element of godly. We're connecting with the Shem's Torah. When we see something, he specifically says, when we have a sujya and experience the answer, we say, ah, that makes sense, that aha feeling. That we have is a special gift, Sepmetana, that we feel like we're putting the effort in, Hashem's giving reward, there's a certain Ava that's there. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, in this point, specifically, he says that it's a good thing when we're learning is to take a step back, take a pause button, and say, I'm learning Hashem's word. I'm learning Hashem gave before creation, he created, and with me in mind that I'd be learning today this specific sugya. He knew it, nothing was action. This is the blueprint of life, and I'm getting connected with the almighty of mighty thing. Almighty beyond what I can imagine, the galaxies, the planets, every cell in my body, my friends, it's all part of his calculation. And he's making me a conscious part of this. We should be ecstatic. Everything to be rejoicing and take the time to get that feeling of this happening. And this is what we could have said in the beginning. It's We're learning how to serve him with all our hearts. This part of youth. So this is a moment aside, to be careful with doing with my mitzvahs. Right? So Rashi points out that anything you should do, we shouldn't do it. Rashi specifically points out, whatever mitzvah we're doing, we shouldn't do it in order that we become rich, become famous. You know, maybe if I give this, I help somebody across the street, maybe Hashem will give me a better parnasa. If I spend some more time, you know, learning with somebody I don't want to learn with, then maybe Hashem will heal that other person. I'm not saying not to do it. Other people might say there's something to do, but if you do it, the idea to do it is to do it for Avas Hashem, to get closer to Hashem. And in the end, I don't know why Rashi says it here, Mata se asu ma'ava, do from Ava. You want to get close to Kaddish Baruch Hu, you love him, you want endearment, that bonding, you want to give and show recognition. Everybody wants to show that Ava can create a better bond. The sof ha'kavod v'levo, and in the end, the reward will come, the kavod will come. Maybe it means all rewards. Not sure here. So, how do I love Hashem? Well, here again, I said to Rav Ma'ava, whatever you do, do his words, do it from Ava, don't do it from pain or anguish. Doing it with the understanding that this special gift, relationship building ceremony, process that we do. So here's put it all together. Is in order to generate love, in order to create love, a loving atmosphere, we need to give. It's giving a process. Give others what they truly need and what they want. We need to understand what they want and what they need. And give it in a way that they can appreciate it at that time. The more we show the care, respect by overcoming challenges, in other words, a certain level of the difficulty that we have in overcoming them, like overcoming the animal of our enemy, it's more difficult, it shows more love, it has priority, it shows more care. When we have a difficult sugya and we stick with it and we push through it, that shows more love to Hashem. Why isn't it just I learn the same pasuk over and over? Why isn't that the same love? It's a matter of effort, earth, concern, energy. There's a certain level of Messias Nefesh we'll see in a minute. The other element is of love is to know this actus is an endearment. It's not just a giving, it's a relationship building process. That we're seeing ourselves and what we're giving and loving, that we're bonding and becoming more alike. We're seeing that actus. The mitzvah is that Hashem is hidden because he wants to be found. So the search is noted constantly. The love is not something that we sit back and enjoy. Love is something that we have to continue work on. Love is a verb. It's not a noun. Love, it takes appreciating, constantly appreciating, noticing, expressing, endearment, and finding nuances, finding fascination, finding ways to express and clarify. This is the giving. Giving can be a lot of words. It doesn't have to mean gifts. It doesn't cost a penny. To give recognition to our spouse, to give recognition to our children, give attention to the one to hear, listen. Be a very big form of living, a very form of Ava. These are tremendous things of Ava. Ava is a constant mitzvah. There's always opportunity for Ava. Ava is Hashem. Especially focusing on other thoughts and activities. Overcoming struggles. Mesiras Nefesh is a big one. Have to be willing to give over your soul every time. Mesiras Nefesh used to only mean like Baruch Hashem, we don't live in times where people were giving their lives and losing their lives of Ahavas Hashem. But now it takes more of a meaning, like any sort of struggle that we overcome monetary struggles, or time struggles, or whatever other struggles that brings about a higher level of Ahavas Hashem. So here's a little chart. Ahavas Hashem. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.